John, have you ever wondered whether accurately written computer software program, given the right question, might be able to review all of its stored history and whatever all factors you put into it and actually make a prediction?
It doesn't need to be even a computer. If you understand, I will pose to you that if you have a intuition into the ways people are programmed to repeat the past and call it the future, it doesn't take a lot of clairvoyance to predict a lot of things. For instance, like the note I sent you for this show concerning this strange echo, karmic echo, 40-year cycle of events that happened back in the 60s, it seemed to be coming back again.
A karmic echo, history repeating itself, right?
Yes, because we haven't learned the lesson. And in the note, I talked about how other countries, people programmed to consider themselves Germans or Russians, or they all follow a similar education that makes them, feeds them to repeat lessons collectively until they learn them.
All right, define this karmic echo for me. You're saying we're having a karmic reaction now to what we did in the 60s, is that correct?
Yes.
And what did we do in the 60s to earn what we've got today?
Let's look at some things that I'm going to give you some elements initially, and then we'll go into more in depth about it, but just to touch on it. Isn't it interesting that back in 2000, we had a vice president lose a very close disputed election from a man named JFK, Vice President Richard Nixon, who was asked by some of his advisors to protest what he figured was an illegal election. And he decided not to protest it and let things pass.
Yes.
Now, 40 years later, in 2000, A Democrat vice president, 8 years in office, runs into the same disputed state in a very close election, and he does not step back and let things lie. He protests it. Notice that in approaching 2004, we have a JFK, a John Forbes Kerry. We had a John Fitzgerald Kennedy 40 years or so back. Now, it's slightly off, but the element is still there in time. You had a Texan president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who on a misunderstanding and a botched intelligence report on the Gulf of Tonkin incident gets America into Vietnam on the ground and over North Vietnam bombing.
You think the Gulf of Tonkin was botched intelligence?
Yes, there's indication McNamara admitted it, that they actually, after a week, realized that there were no patrol boats from North Vietnam attacking U.S. destroyers. It was then a reason that since they were already engaged in the war, that they would do, as 40 years later has happened, weapons of mass destruction in another Texan president's war, decided to change the reason why we were there, not because of an incident of weapons of mass destruction, not because of an incident 40 years ago in Vietnam because of Gulf of Tonkin, but for the greater strategic struggle that they had 40 years ago with communism, we have with the war on terror.
What is our current reason for being in Iraq?
That's a whole other issue beyond the 40-year cycle, and it's
sure
a good
is
issue.
Uh-huh.
And I could get into that, but maybe we hold on that question and stay on track with this.
All right. Well, the original question was whether it's all predestined, and I still want a straightforward answer to that. Is it all unwinding as is written somewhere up on high?
No. We are programmed to believe it is, and therefore, because we're programmed to believe it is,
yes,
it looks like it is.
It looks like it is.
But it isn't.
Then,
and to get back to the whole thing that proved it for me, the dated predictions are very dense in number up until the 21st century, and then they peter out completely. then there is no data prediction.
Then what are you suggesting? The things were preordained until that moment, and then they began to get more random?
What I'm saying is that something is breaking this predictability factor. That there is a future. Uh-huh. Certainly, there's indications of distant futures. There are a few dates. Nostradamus goes 1,800 years ahead of this time as the end of the world in the year 3797. But so there are enough indications to show that there's still history going on. But it's harder for the prophets to predict what it's going to do. Now, there's a couple possibilities with that. People start to understand that they're being programmed to repeat the future in the 21st century, because they have to see it, because if they keep going the way they're going, they're going to end civilization. This will be the last chance century.
Well, so again, John, if there are certain aspects of prediction that are based on, for example, what will be karmic history or karma from history, then it seems to me that a computer might have a chance, actually, if what you're saying is true.
Well, a computer, like I said before, a computer has a chance because it's a machine. A human being that is programmed to behave like a machine will also be predictable. So of course, a computer can crunch a future, and if the future it's crunching is about people who are behaving like machines, then it's the odds are that they will do a lot of the things that are foreseen. However, if the people stop being mechanical, if they look and see the nature of why they are programmed to repeat the past and call it the future, if in the 21st century humanity must break that pattern to survive, which I believe is what will happen.
You're sure that's just not an optimistic hope?
Remember, the future is born in the present. It is not an optimistic hope if enough people see it. Then it changes the future.